And now another chapter in the story of disintegrating American-Gallic relations. The White House today denied there is an orchestrated disinformation campaign against France. The denial comes after the French ambassador to the U.S. wrote a letter to the Bush administration and to Congress. In the letter, Ambassador Jean-David Levite says U.S. officials are leaking false stories to the media, stories that allege close ties and complicity between France and Iraq. Levite offers a two-page list of stories that he says are lies. One report alleged that French officials in Syria issued passports to Iraqi officials trying to flee the country. After the French protested, the State Department later denied that story. There were other stories about French weapon sales to Iraq and French possession of prohibited strains of smallpox. Jacques Millard sits on the Foreign Affairs Committee with the French National Assembly, and he shares the French ambassador's concern.
Well, we all know, you know, that in international relation today, the first combat is communication combat, and we all know that there is a special unit in the Pentagon which is dealing with this kind of things, but this time I think it has been too far, and it has been very unfair from our American allies to accuse France with things which are very untrue. For instance, that we have given visa to the Basque people to evacuate from Syria, that we have been sending arms or selling arms to Iraq even on the eve of the war. All those kind of things are unbearable.
You mentioned a unit within the Pentagon that's in charge of this sort of thing. What unit would that be, and what proof do you have that that unit exists?
Well, we have some French experts who I haven't the name in mind now, but in the past, a lot of experts even talked to us of certain person around Mr. Rumsfeld who were in charge of, let's say, fabricate some news. And it's, unfortunately, it's not the first time, because in the past, I do remember one French minister, defense minister, telling me how sometimes CIA or other secret service were fabricating news to influence allied countries like France, Britain, and so on.
It sounds, though, like you don't have direct evidence yourself of such a Pentagon unit as the one you're describing. You've heard about this maybe from other people.
Yeah, well, I'm not a secret agent, but I know there were so many things that has been sent in and reported by the medias on our country that, of course, it cannot be just by random. And I think our ambassador, by, let's say, denying all those facts, by proving this is untrue, is doing a right job.
Let me, if I could, read you a bit of a statement coming from the White House today about this, denying that this orchestrated campaign exists. A White House spokesman said, "France is an ally. They are still friends. And despite our past differences, we are looking to the future."
I hope so. But I know sometimes when the limit has been overthrown, there is no more boundaries, you know. So I would say that I am waiting from the Americans sometimes that in diplomatic field they treat the Europeans and especially France as ally and not as people who should do what Washington has said to do.
But if the goal is to look to the future and presumably to try to patch up relations between the U.S. and France, doesn't a letter like this just make things worse?
No. The American people should know that sometimes the American press has been, let's say, misled by folk and false information.
The French Foreign Ministry said today that it's told its diplomats to monitor U.S. media and, in fact, to count untrue accusations. It sounds like this is sort of the counterattack coming from France.
Well, it's not a real counterattack. We are friends of the American people, and we like them. And we don't forget what has been done in the past, especially during World War II. But I think that sometimes to be treated as allies and friends, I think that you should not push, let's say, some argument too far, especially when they are fake.
Jacques Millard, thanks very much for talking with us today.
And I say hello to all our American friends. And listen, we are still alive, but we stand by ourselves. Never forget that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Jacques Millard is member of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the French National Assembly. He spoke with us from Paris.